Hello, Lynn speaking.
This is a confirmation call from eBay. We have received a purchase request of $299.99 and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2, or to talk to our representative, then press 9. Thank you.
Thank you for getting connected to eBay. This is Ethan. How can I help you?
What phone call did I just get? Something about automatically taking money out of my account.
Okay. As I can check in my database, ma'am, yesterday there was an order. And the order is a mobile phone.
I have not ordered anything.
So, what was the last time you had did online shopping?
Oh, last year.
Last year, okay. So, there can be a possibility, ma'am, might somebody is trying to misuse with your personal details. Okay.
I think they must be because I haven't bought anything on eBay for, I don't remember when, it was early last year.
Okay, so what I'm going to do is, ma'am, I'm going to connect you to the secure server, first of all, so we can check what is happening wrong. So according to that, we can provide you the security. So, by the way, ma'am, do you do any sort of online banking or checking their statements?
Checking eBay statements?
No, online banking or checking their statements.
Yes.
Yes, okay. So as hackers has been found, ma'am, okay, until and unless we will not remove the hackers, don't do any sort of online banking, okay, dear?
No, I won't.
Okay. So what I'm going to do is, I'm going to connect you to the secure server, first of all, okay? So the mobile phone which you are using, it's an Android or it's an Apple?
No. Apple.
Okay. Do one thing. Put me on a speaker and there will be an application that is called App Store. Open it up.
Yeah, I'm on speaker. I don't know how to do any of that sort of stuff.
Mm-hmm. Press the home button, ma'am, or swipe up the screen. You will get the main screen where you can see all your icons. Swipe it up.
Right, yes.
Okay, now search. There will be an application that is called App Store. App Store.
Yes. And it says turn on mobile data or use Wi-Fi to access the App Store. I don't have any of that on the phone.
You don't have internet?
I do, but I don't have Wi-Fi.
Okay, turn on mobile data.
It's on.
It's on?
I'll check it. It is on.
Is your App Store is working?
I have no idea. I don't use it.
Okay, right hand side down corner. Can you see there is a magnifying glass symbol to search?
Magnifying glass? No, mobile data. I've got the App Store turned off. It's always been off.
What is written over there?
Whoops, I lost it. App Store. Settings. All right, it says network Telstra, Wi-Fi calling is off, calls on other devices, then near, I mean, that's off, mobile data network,
Mobile data network is on or off? Mobile data network.
It's not telling me it's off.
It's on, right? Now go back to the App Store, and what you can see now.
Well, it's still saying turn the things on. See, I've got the App Store turned off on my phone because I don't buy things on the app.
No. It's not a place to buy things, okay? App Store is a place from where you download applications, not to buy things.
Right, yeah. All right, the App Store.com.
Okay, right-hand side down corner. Can you see any magnifying glass symbol? Any magnifying glass symbol?
No.
Okay.
No.
Magnifying glass symbol? Down corner, ma'am. Down corner. At the bottom.
Yep. Down the corner, right down the bottom.
Yep.
There's nothing there.
What is there? Read me out.
Oh, gotta get back. And it came up then, yes. Right, okay.
Can you see magnifying?
Yes.
Click on it. You will get a search box.
Yes, I've done that. Click on the search magnifying thing, yeah?
Yep. Now, you got a search box to type something, right?
Yes.
Or
is more.
Yeah, click, type it on the search box, Z. Z for zebra, Z.
A capital Z or a little Z?
Little Z.
Right.
Then O for Oscar. O.
Yes.
Then H for Henry. H.
H for Hindu.
Yes, H for Hindu.
Harry.
Yeah, Harry.
Right. Yes.
Then O for Oscar. O.
Yes. And I've got things coming up. Zoho Assist customer. Zoho Mail. Zoho Assist. Corporation in development. Yeah.
Click on Zoho Assist customer, the green one.
Right. Yes. I've done that.
Now click on get.
Am I going to be buying something?
No. Not a single penny. No, this is a support application.
Oh,
technician
good.
Application. Lovely.
That says in invoice for business.
No. Did you click on it? Get. Did you click on get?
I clicked on, it says invoice for business. Oh, sorry, I should have gone down further. Customer app Zoho. Is that the one
I should click on? Yes, dear, yes.
Sorry, I'm too old for all this, guys.
Not an issue, I understand.
Right. Yeah, customer app Zoho Assist, Zoho Corporation.
Yes. Exactly. Click on get.
Yes, I've got that's there. Do I have to install it?
Yes, dear. Click on install.
Apple ID. Oh, God, I have no idea what the bloody hell that is.
It's asking for your Apple ID password, okay?
Yes, it is. No idea.
Take your time, dear. Not an issue. Take your time.
Oh, Right, I've signed in to that.
Okay, now it's installing.
I don't know what it's doing. It flipped back to that screen with get the Zoho app open, right?
Yeah, click on open. Now what you can see?
It says enter your email ID.
You know, cross that, get rid of it.
Cancel, right.
Now what you can see?
Add screen recording to control center.
What you can see over there option?
First you'll need to add the screen recording option to your control center. Go to settings, control center, customize controls, screen recording.
Okay.
So what am I supposed to do now?
Can you get rid of that?
Yes. It says enter session. Now I've got a screen that's saying enter session key.
Okay, hold on. Let me generate a session key for you, okay? Hold on now. Just hold on, ma'am, okay?
Okay, holding on.
Okay, dear. Now you will get a session key, okay? I'm going to provide you. Just type it over there. It's 249.
249.
681.
871 879 879.
Now below what you can see, can you see join or anything like that?
Yes.
Click on it.
Right. All set. Start session. Assist a client app. Start broadcast with your technician when you're ready.
What option you can see? Can you see start broadcast?
Start broadcast with your technician when you're ready. It says start session or cancel.
Click on start session.
I've got the thing up now saying screen broadcast and assist client with a tick beside it.
Tick all the things. Tick all the boxes.
There's only everything on your screen, including notifications, will be recorded. Enable do not disturb to prevent unexpected notifications. But there's a dark square in the middle of the screen with a circle in it and says screen broadcast, or another screen with assist client and a tick beside it, and then after that start broadcast.
Okay, can you click any one of them? Anything?
I clicked assist client, nothing happened.
Click start broadcast.
Now it's saying stop broadcast.
Don't do anything, okay?
Assist client would like to send you notifications. Allow or don't
allow. Click on allow.
Right. I have now got that. It's thinking.
Okay, not an issue. If you will get any option, just let me know. Okay?
Right. It's still got that box, dark box in the middle with a red circle surrounded by a red ring, which is saying screen broadcast. Assist client is thinking, and the other is stop broadcast.
Click on screen broadcast.
Nothing is happening.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
anything?
No, but still thinking about assist client.
Okay. Can you click on assist client?
Yes, I just did, and it's no nothing's different.
Okay. Anything you can take on?
Other than stop broadcast.
Okay. Let it be, okay? Because hacker, and let me tell you one more thing, ma'am. Two unknown locations have been found over the network, okay? One location is coming from South Africa. Second location is coming from Nigeria. So have you ever been to those countries in the past?
No.
Like one business?
Don't know anyone there, never been there, never want to go there.
Okay.
Never ordered from there.
Okay, so that is the one of the reason, ma'am, hackers should have blocking this session. Okay, do one thing, click on cancel broadcast, stop broadcast. Click on it.
Right.
Okay. Now, now come out of this application. Come out. Close it.
Right. I've gone back to enter session key or further back?
End session.
Yeah.
Now what you can see?
I've just got my normal.
Lovely. You're on the normal page, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, lovely. Now open up the App Store once again. App Store.
Yes.
Now I'm going to provide you a second security, okay? Which is, and this security can't be passed by.
Hang on, I need to open the Zap Store. Right. Enter session key.
No. Go back. Go back.
Sorry.
No, not an issue. No need to be sorry, ma'am. Now tell me what you can see.
Well, I've got invoice the business or customer app Zoho.
At
remote.
Hold on, dear. Delete Zoho from there. Remove Zoho. Where you have typed Zoho. Remove. Make the panel empty.
Where is that?
At very top.
Oh, yes, right.
The panel is empty? Okay.
Yes.
Now I'm going to provide you another security software, okay? This will be not decode by any kind of online hacker. This is a very powerful security I'm going to provide you. Okay. Now type it over there. A for Apple. A.
Does it matter whether they are capital letters or little letters?
Doesn't matter, but all will be in the same format. Okay.
Right. Yeah, right. E.
No, not E, ma'am. A, like A for America. A.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, not any. Yeah. Then N. N for November. N.
N for November.
Lovely. Then Y for Yankee. Y.
Y for Yankee.
Lovely. Then D for David. D.
D for David.
Then E for Echo. E.
E for Echo.
That's lovely. Then S for sugar. S.
S for sugar.
Then K for kilo. K.
Sorry?
K, ma'am. Like K for kilo. K.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. K for kilo.
Lovely. Then it will be any desk. Right, dear? Any desk.
What does that mean?
This is a support application, ma'am. Support security.
All right.
You will get connected to the secure server. Yep. Now click on search.
Yes.
Now what you got?
Google new ways to search. Ask Google anything. Search with your camera. And the other one is any desk remote DE something.
Yes. Select that application. Select that application.
The any desk one.
Any desk remote desktop. The red color, white shape diamond in it.
Right, yes.
Click on get.
Yes. Okay.
Now,
desktop install.
Yeah, install.
Done.
Lovely. Once you will see open, just let me know, ma'am.
It's saying open.
Click on open.
Yes. Any desk would like to send you notifications.
Allow.
Right, now it's, there's a box there saying enter remote address.
Just above. Can you see some numbers?
No. Oh, sorry, it's under your address, zero.
Yes, dear. Okay, tell me the numbers slowly, one by one.
That's it. That's the only number there.
Yes, ma'am. Tell me the number.
Zero.
Zero. Okay. All right. Hold on. And you are using Wi-Fi or you are using mobile data, ma'am? You're using mobile data, right?
Mobile data. I don't have Wi-Fi.
Okay. It's saying zero, correct?
Correct. It says could not, down the bottom, it says, flipped off again. Said it could not connect something.
Did you get the numbers at very top?
Any desk network.
Okay, like your internet is a bit slow, ma'am. I understand. Your mobile data is a bit slow. This is the concern. Not an issue. You can still see zero or any number is flashing?
Yeah, still zero.
Still zero. Okay. All right. Okay. Let's wait. The number will come up.
Over to the right of that, on the edge, there's four little dots underneath each other.
Yes, I know, ma'am. No need to click on dots. Okay.
But, okay, good.
All right. Okay, do one thing. Come back. Go back. Go to the back page.
Yeah.
Now what you can see?
Well, just the Any Desk app.
Can you see open?
No.
Come out of it, not an issue, come out of it.
And I've still got the assist client green logo on the...
Okay. Can you click on open?
On what, on assist client?
Yes, assist client.
It just comes up with enter session key.
Okay, I will generate a session key once again, okay? Let me try this one once again. As 2 to 3 online hackers have been found, ma'am, okay? Simultaneously, that is the reason we are getting the problem. But not an issue. We will do our best to remove all the hackers, okay? Just hold on.
The first time I've ever been hacked.
Okay, not an issue, ma'am. This will be the first and last time also.
I bloody hope so.
Sorry. not an issue. I understand. Okay. Okay, now enter the session key. We are calling you from Market Street, Sydney, from the headquarter. Yeah. So type over there the session key, ma'am. 859.
859.
666.
666.
Then 556.
556.
Yeah, click on join.
Yes.
Now what you can see?
All set, start session, assist client app, start broadcast with your technician when you're ready. So start session.
Yeah, start session.
Okay, when we come up with that dark square in the middle with screen broadcast or assist client has a tick beside it, and then the next one is start broadcast.
Click on start broadcast.
Okay, and now it's gone back to red dot in a red circle with screen broadcast. Assist client is thinking.
Okay. Can you click on assist client?
Yeah. And it's still thinking it when I do that. I've pressed it two or three times and it's still thinking.
Okay. Anything come up? Any option? Anything?
No. Other, it's still got that red dot in the red circle above screen broadcast. Then it says the green logo assist client, which is still thinking, or stop.
Click on screen broadcast. Screen broadcast.
Yeah. Nothing is happening.
Okay.
It's still thinking about assist client.
You can't see any option, right?
No options other than stop broadcast.
Okay, dear. And apart from this mobile phone, do you have a laptop or a computer?
I have a normal computer, yes.
Okay, and when was the last time you had used your computer?
Probably this morning. I looked up something. I wasn't buying it.
I understand, ma'am. See, if hackers has been already on your network, okay, you not need to buy anything and provide the details, okay. What they can do is, they can simply get into your internet server, they can pull out all your details, okay. They don't need any kind of confirmation from you, okay, that they are going to, before purchasing or doing anything, all right. This is the main concern. So they have already broke down the network security of your mobile phone, because the mobile phone is a small bit device, okay. So you do, you told me you had done online shopping last year, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And had you done online shopping from your computer in the past, any time?
Oh, yeah. Probably have done over the years.
Over the years. Okay.
Yes,
very little. Yes. Understand. Okay. And apart from shopping, do you do any sort of online banking or checking the statement from your computer also?
Yes.
Okay, not an issue. Okay, do one thing, click on stop broadcast.
Right. Okay.
Okay, I think, ma'am, the security of your mobile, not any issue, ma'am.
It's got a tick beside assist client.
Okay, not an issue. Come out of it.
Right.
Okay. Now, let me tell you one important thing. Leave it. Leave your mobile phone. No need to focus on your mobile phone. Okay. Because I know what is the condition is going on. Now, let me tell you one important thing. I already told you two unknown locations have been found, right? One is coming from South Africa. Second one is coming from Nigeria. Okay. Now, let me tell you what is the scenario that is going on, what they are doing. Okay. Whenever you do any kind of online activity through your computer or mobile phone, any of your devices, okay, all the information get installed particularly on the internet in a particular safe server, okay. What hackers had done is, they had get into that server, they are pulling out all your details. So yesterday they were trying to make some kind of transaction, whether the server from your mobile phone or from your computer also. Okay, that depends from where they had been getting to it. And why customer facing this problem, ma'am? Because whenever generally you browse something, you get any kind of pop-ups, right? You had experienced that. When customer accidentally click on that pop-ups or try to get rid of that pop-up, what happens is they accidentally click on that pop-up, ma'am. Okay, and that pop-up has been a trap. Okay, by the hacker in order to get all the personal secured. Yeah. So not an issue.
I don't bother with pop-ups. I don't look at them. I don't do anything with them.
Okay, but accidentally, ma'am. I told you accidentally because in future, in past, whether you have accidentally click on it, you don't remember because those are the miscellaneous pop-ups which you are getting. Okay. I also get the pop-ups while working on my window. But the thing is, whether a customer click on that pop-up or not, okay? Because many times we have click on that pop-up and we forgot about it, right? This is the main concern. Now, for your convenience, what I will do is, ma'am, I'm going to have some word with the senior engineer and I'm going to block all the charges which has been not done from your end. So don't worry about anything because all the charges has been blocked, ma'am. All the order has been blocked.
Thanks for that because I'm on a pension and certainly can't afford anything like that.
I understand, dear. Okay, so don't worry about anything that you are going to lose any kind of single penny from your bank account. Right. You are not going to lose any kind of single penny, okay. But the thing is, ma'am, hackers are still active on your server. So what they can do is they can do the same activity tomorrow or day after tomorrow, right? So each and every time blocking the orders is not possible. Okay, there will be a solution in order to catch the hackers, right? To stop the hackers. Once we will stop the hacker, then all the activities of the hackers will get stopped automatically and you will not face this type of problem in future. Yep. So do one thing. Yep. So do one thing. As mobile is a small bit device, right? In compared to computers. So that can be one of the reason that your mobile phone doesn't support the remote support. So technicians was also try to connect you, but it's not been successful as you seen, right, from your mobile phone.
Yeah.
Okay. Now do one thing, just take your time and be in front of your computer, ma'am. I'm holding a line for you.
Oh, you want me to go to my computer?
Yes, dear. Be in front of your computer.
No, not at the moment.
Just be in front of it. I'm holding a line for you, ma'am.
Right. I have a Telstra prepaid. That's the only way I can get any internet on the computer. So I have to open that.
Sure. Take your time. Sure.
It's being very slow too.
I understand, ma'am. Usually computers takes time. Not an issue, take your time. Well, and it's a desktop computer or it's a laptop?
it's on my computer.
Oh, it's a proper desktop computer, right?
Yes.
Okay. And it's a Windows computer or it's the Apple computer?
Windows.
Windows, lovely. Okay. Once you are ready, just let me know, ma'am, okay?
Yeah. I've got Google is my search engine, so.
Lovely. You ready, ma'am? Your Google is up?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, at very top of the page, ma'am, at very top, can you see there is a white long panel to type a website where you can put a website?
Yes.
Okay. Now, type it over there, www. Dot.
Yes.
Then, A for Apple, A.
A for Apple.
Yes, dear. Then N for November, N.
N for November.
That's lovely. Then Y for Yankee, Y.
Y for Yankees.
Then D for David, D.
D for David.
Then E for Echo, E.
E, Echo.
Then S for Sugar, S.
Sugar.
Lovely. Then K for Kilo, K.
K for Kilo.
Now put a single dot, one single dot.
Dot.
Then com, C-O-M, com.
M, yes.
Now press enter, enter from your keyboard.
Right, okay, yeah, come up, any desk, manage access now, manage my
okay,
desk.
Okay, okay.
Yes.
Hold on, dear. Just below, can you see it's written download now on the red box?
Yes.
Click on download now. Yes, dear.
Yes.
One click. Download now. One click.
Yes, I did.
Okay. Now, yes. You got another page which says all platform, all devices, right?
Yes.
Okay. Now, don't scroll the page. I will guide you, okay? Don't scroll the page. Just have a look left-hand side, down corner. Left-hand side, down corner. Can you see any file is downloading as anydesk.exe?
Yes.
Lovely. That's lovely, ma'am. Put a double click on it, two click.
Right. Okay.
Now.
Yeah.
Now what you can see?
Free license, non-professional use, start trial license or buy.
Hold on. Just below, can you see some numbers?
Where it says your address?
Yes, dear.
5397 7404 00.
Okay, I'm going to confirm you the number. It's 5397 74
yes
400.
Yes.
Okay, there is 27 on the middle, right? 2777.
Yes.
Okay, lovely. Now right hand side top corner, ma'am, on that panel only. Okay. Can you see there are four bars?
Yes. We're
click on that four bars.
I pull the cursor over it, it says general.
Exactly. Click on it.
That's above the first red line, above the number.
Yes. Yes. Click on general. Click on it.
Right. Yes.
Now you got setting, right? Setting just below it says set password. Can you see that? Set password.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Now I'm going to provide you a secure password. Okay. Now don't share this password to any of the third person, ma'am. This is a very secure password only for you. All right, dear?
Yeah. So do I click on set password?
Yes, dear. Click on set password.
Right. Okay.
What?
It's got a white box in the middle with password and then confirm password.
Yes, I'm going to provide you the password. Okay, now all the letters, whatever you are typing, it will be in the uppercase, capital letter. Keep that in mind, okay? Uppercase. Okay. Now the first letter will be E. E for echo. E, capital letter. E.
Echo.
Yes, ma'am. Done?
Yes.
Then B. B for Barcelona. B. Capital letter.
B.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Capital letter.
Yes.
Then A. A for America. A. Capital letter. A.
Yes.
Then Y for Yankee. Y. Capital letter. Y.
Yes.
Now from the numbers, okay? Now from the numbers, number 1.
1.
Number 5.
5.
Then number 1.
1.
Then number 7.
7.
Lovely. Now put your cursor in confirm password and click on confirm password.
Confirm password, yes. I'll do it again.
Okay. Now I will tell you the password once again, okay?
Okay.
All the letters, capital letters, exactly, dear. All the letters. First letter will be E. E for echo. E.
E for echo, then, done.
Then B for Barcelona. B.
B.
B, like, yep, lovely. Capital, okay? Capital.
Yes.
Then,
yes.
Then A. A for apple. A.
A for apple, capital.
Lovely. Capital. Then Y. Y for Yankee. Y.
Y, Yankee.
Capital.
Yes.
Now, from the numbers. Number 1.
1.
Number 5.
5.
Then number 1.
1.
Then number 7.
7.
Yeah. Now, down below, can you see it's written apply on that box? Apply.
Yeah. Yeah.
Click on apply. Apply.
I have applied.
Now the password box disappeared, right?
Yes.
That's lovely, dear.
Issues and things like that.
Don't do anything, okay? Just hold the line. Yep. And you told me that you have never been to outside countries. Any, apart from those two countries, any foreign country in the past?
No.
No. Okay. Not an issue. No.
I've got a thing hung up here. Windows Defender firewall has blocked some features.
No need. No need to read out. Click on allow access.
Allow access.
Done?
Yes.
Okay. Now right hand side top corner. Top corner. Can you see there is a black X? X cross, and just beside cross, can you see there is a square and there is a minus sign?
Top right hand corner.
Yes, yes. Can you see there is a minus sign? Minus. Just next to the square. Click on the minus. Click on the minus.
The screen, yes.
Lovely. Lovely, dear. Now, I'm going to show you the addresses of the hackers directly without wasting any time, okay? Now, left-hand side, down corner, can you see it's written type here to search and there is a magnifying glass?
Yes.
Click on it.
Yes.
And type it over there, C. C for Charlie, C.
Capital letters or small? later.
Doesn't matter, but all should be in the same format. Okay?
All right. I'll do it all in capitals.
Okay, lovely, lovely. It's your choice. Now, C for Charlie.
Yes.
Done. Then,
yes.
M for Mother. M.
M for Mother.
Then, D for David. D.
D for David.
Yep. Now, press Enter. Enter from your keyboard. Enter.
Enter.
Done?
Yes.
Once you press Enter, dear, you will get a black server box on your computer screen. Did you get that?
Yes.
A black server.
Yes.
Lovely. Lovely. Now, you have to type it over there. N for Nancy. N.
It's saying C uses Lynn.
Exactly. Where the cursor is blinking, just keep typing. And
with capital or lowercase?
Which one you prefer, ma'am? You can prefer the...
doesn't matter. I'll go lower.
Doesn't matter. Okay, lovely. And for November, and?
So, N for November.
Then E for Echo. E?
The Echo.
T for Tango. T.
T for Tango.
Then S for Sugar. S.
S for Sugar.
Then T for Tango. T.
T for Tango again.
Lovely. Then A for Alpha. A.
A for Alpha.
Then T for Tango.
T for Tango.
Lovely. Now press Enter and wait.
Yes, active a lot, quite a lot of active connections.
Yes, ma'am. Now these all are the things which I'm talking about. Active connections means hackers which are still active on your line. Okay. Now at very top, ma'am, just below active connection, can you see local address, foreign address, state?
Where
at very top, top of the list. Scroll it to the top.
The top of that black box.
Yes, ma'am. Can you see proto, local address, foreign address, state?
Yes.
Lovely. Now, local address means your IP address, which is locally, okay? Established.
Yes.
Foreign address means the people who have been trying to misuse with your personal details, the hackers. And the established,
right.
Established means they are still active on your line. Close with means they have left the line. So how many established you can see over there? Established. Count and let me know, ma'am. Only the established. Oh my gosh, 30, okay. So 30 online hackers are still misusing with your personal details with a different location. Can you see there are lots of IP addresses over there? So this is what they are doing, ma'am. Okay, but don't worry. Okay, as I already told you, we had already put the blocker over the internet, ma'am. Okay, nobody is going to misuse with your personal details without your knowledge or permission.
Right.
Okay. Now do one thing. Close this black box.
Yes.
Okay. Now, as I already told you that hackers has been found, right? The online hackers has been found, and yesterday they were trying to do some kind of transaction, right, ma'am? Of around $300, but the account. But the charge has been hold it from our end. Okay. Now do one thing for your safety. Just check your statements and let me know. Do you find any transaction of $300 or not of yesterday date? Just check it and let me know.
Okay.
And today morning, there were also one more transaction of 99. Check for today's morning statement also, okay?
Yeah.
And don't check it from your mobile phone, ma'am. As I already told you, the mobile phone has been crashed, okay? The security. So it's better you can check it from your computer, okay, ma'am?
Looking at it on my iPad, there's nothing.
No, don't use your iPad. Don't use your iPad, ma'am. Log out from your iPad, first of all. Log out.
Okay.
Now, just have a look on your computer, ma'am. Can you get any update as internet security? Not anything. Don't do anything. Okay. Just do one thing. Right hand side down corner. Can you see type here to search? Right hand side down corner. Click
yes.
on it and type it over there.
It's
yes.
Left hand side. Is that right?
Okay, left hand side. Maybe your computer is having on the left hand side. Click on CMD.
The same as I did before?
Yes, dear. CMD.
Right, yes.
Press enter.
Enter.
Yeah.
I've got the black screen box come up on the screen.
Lovely. Now, where the cursor is blinking, type it over there. Secure my online banking.
Done.
Okay, now put two spaces.
Yes.
Now I'm going to provide you the security code. Type it over there. 00.
00.
915. 915. Yep. Now don't do anything. Now you will see a scan on your computer screen automatically, okay? Once you will see the scan, just let me know.
Yeah, that's scanning like mad.
Lovely. Now, do one thing. Don't touch this box. Click on the minus sign. Minimize it. Now, the protection is going on. Okay. Now, it's my humble request, ma'am. The protection is going on. Don't log in from your mobile phone or from your iPad to the online banking. Always use your computer, okay? Because computer is a big bit devices. It has its own security. Okay, ma'am? So, until and unless the hackers will not get removed, you have to do anything over your computer, not on your iPad or mobile, okay?
All right, yeah.
Lovely. Now check your statements on your computer, ma'am, and let me know.
How do I do that?
Okay, I will guide you. Okay, you not need to tell anything over the phone to me. First of all, at very top, can you see any kind of plus sign? Plus. At very top.
At the very top. Yes.
Click on the plus sign. Now, once you click on the plus sign, you will get a new Google page. Type the name of your bank and type log in. Then press enter.
Yeah, I've got my login screen there.
Lovely, dear. Lovely. Check it from your end and let me know, ma'am.
Right. There's nothing out of the ordinary.
Okay, check two statements. Okay, one check statements, one of yesterday date, okay, and one of today's date.
I haven't done anything today. Or...
No, no, you have not done, ma'am. Hackers can do that.
Yeah. No, okay, the last 7 days on that one. No transactions on that account.
Hold on. Go to the main page where you can see all your available balance. Go to the main page.
Yeah. Right, I'm there.
Okay, now check it one by one.
I have checked
one by.
There's been no transactions for the last 7 days.
Okay. Not an issue. That means the transaction has been successfully blocked from our end. Okay. That's why it has not been through. Okay. So it is right now it is on the safe mode. Okay. Now do one thing. Just be on the line.
Yeah.
Do one thing. Come out of it. Log out. Okay.
Log out.
Log out. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm out.
Yes, ma'am. Log out, okay?
Yeah, I am. I have logged out.
All right. Now, open up the black box from down bottom. Black box.
Yes, it's open.
Now don't do anything, okay?
Yes.
Just be on the line. Okay. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to have...
Media,
2015. Sorry?
On the black box, I can see where it says Tahiti, the 30th of the 4th, 15.
Okay, okay. Don't do anything, ma'am. Our security team is going to have a look, okay? Don't do anything, okay?
No, I won't.
Yeah. Don't do anything. I'm going to have the word with the anti-hacking team, okay? Just be on the line. Don't disconnect the call, okay? Be on the line.
It's all about photos that I've got online. Not online, just on my computer.
Okay. Not an issue. Not an issue. I told you there are hacking issues. Okay. Be on the line.
Yeah. Okay.
Over the phone to me. Yep. Yep, dear. Yes. Be on the line. Let me have some word, okay?
I'll stay here.
Okay, dear. Okay.
High-definition access to every part of this complex structure. That's something we couldn't get before the library, other than with a hack of solution. The sunset, you could only see, we could use the drones to do the visual survey to begin with, and target the bricks. The bridge is very close to what you see.
Yeah.
So many of the brickwork appear basically.
Thank you for holding the line, ma'am. You there?
Yeah.
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, lovely. Now, what can you see on your black box, ma'am?
I can just see all the names of pictures that I've, photos that I've got on my computer.
Okay, not an issue. Don't do anything. Okay, now once you will again see the scanning. All right.
Yeah, but TRE, which is not right now, it's gone scrolling madly.
It says scanning, ma'am. Okay, scanning the whole data and it's removing all the hackers. Now do one thing, minimize the black box. Click on the minus sign. Minimize it.
Yeah. Right. Done that.
Okay. Now at very top, can you see there is a plus sign? Click on the plus sign.
Yes. For a new tab again, yes.
Yes. Now type it over there on the new tab.
Yes.
Validator. VALIDATOR. Validator.
VALIDATOR. Validator.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now press enter.
Yes.
Now click on markup validation service, the W3C markup validation service. Click on it.
Yes.
Now you will get an address panel to type something, right?
Right, yeah.
Okay. And what was the last time you had used eBay, ma'am? You remember?
When I last used eBay, did you say?
Yes.
Oh, gosh. Probably about October last year.
Okay. So type it over there. All will be in the small letter. www.ebay.com.
www.ebay.com.
Yeah, .com. Press
yes.
And check.
Yes.
Click on check.
Yeah.
Once you click on check, wait for the result.
It's saying validator W3 org connection is secure.
Lovely. Now scroll down the page and tell me, do you find any red errors or yellow warning or not?
There's a couple of 90 and 91 error is pink. Error
okay.
Yeah, quite a lot of them. We'll go back. I was looking for red, but everything it's in pink.
Okay. That means you can see errors, right?
Right, starting at number 74. Item 74 is error.
Okay.
The one above that is saying warning.
Okay. All right. Okay. Now do one thing, as errors and warnings show that, ma'am, you told me that you had done eBay long time back, right?
Yeah.
Okay, now what hackers are doing is they are also using to try your card ending with 1381. You have a card ending with 1381? Just
yes,
check.
I do.
You
I
have,
know I
okay,
do.
Yes. Okay, so ending with 1381, yesterday the hackers were also trying to do some card transaction, okay. Okay, but that transaction has been also hold from our end. All right.
It's been stopped from your end, has it?
Yeah, it has been stopped, ma'am. But the thing is, ma'am, we have to secure the card as well also. Okay. So do one thing, just top left hand side corner. Can you see there is a back arrow? Click on the back arrow.
At the top?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
Now from the down bottom, open up the black box.
Yes. It's scrolling.
Done. Scrolling. Okay. Just hold on. It's scanning, ma'am.
Would
yes,
it
ma'am.
Be good idea to go to my bank tomorrow and cancel that card?
No. If bank are aware of all these things, ma'am, they had already given you the call. Okay. They are not aware of all these things. And if you will cancel the card also, if you will get a new card also, hackers can easily get into that card also. Okay. So that is not a solution, ma'am. Okay. Canceling the card and doing this stuff. Okay. So I will give you the permanent solution. Don't worry. We will provide a web security over the network. So hackers will not do any kind of activity in future. They will get blocked automatically when they try to do anything.
Right.
Okay. So do one thing. Close this black box. Close it.
Close it or minimize it?
Close, ma'am.
Right.
Now top right hand side down corner or left hand side, can you see type here to search magnifying glass?
Yes.
Click on it, type CMD, hit enter.
CMD, enter.
Now type it on the black box, secure my card.
All one word or separate words?
All one word. All one word. This is a server box. All one word.
And I've done it in capitals. Is that okay?
Okay, dear. Not an issue.
Right. Yeah.
Now put two spaces. Two spaces.
Yes.
Okay. Now type down your card number slowly without making any mistake.
Put my card number in.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, don't
make any. No, you are not giving to anyone. You are securing your card, ma'am. Okay, so don't worry about anything. You are securing it. Once you're done, just let me know, ma'am. I will provide you the security code.
That's done.
Done. Now put two spaces.
Yeah.
Now type down the expiry date.
Yes.
Now put two spaces.
Yes.
Now back of your card there will be a 3-digit number. Type down there.
Yes. Yes.
Now put two spaces.
Yes.
Now type the exact name, your name which appears on your card. Exact name.
Yes.
Done?
Yes.
Okay. Now put two spaces.
Yes.
Now type down the security number. It's 9163. Four, five, three, two.
4532.
Done?
Yes.
Okay, now don't do anything, okay? Just hold on. Now soon you will see a scanning automatically on your computer screen.
Secure my card is not recognized as an internal or external command. And now we're going
don't
to
do
scroll down and it's got all my pictures on there, photos on there again.
Okay, don't do anything, don't do anything.
Oh, come on.
We are updating the securities, okay, ma'am? Don't do anything. Minimize the black box.
Right.
Now, what you can see?
Just a NCA anti-fraud department.
Okay, lovely. The NCA is going to get connected, okay? The National Crime Security. Now, do one thing, minimize it. Minimize the Google.
What am I minimizing? The markup validation?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. Now I've got just back to my normal screen.
Okay. Now just be on the line, okay? Let me have the word with NCA, okay?
Right.
Now, what I'm going to do is, ma'am, I'm going to transfer this call to one of the senior officers from NCA department, okay? National Crime Agency, from the Anti-Fraud Department, okay? Now, they are the...
On the right-hand side, I just got a tiny little thing, NCA, and with a pink arrow.
Yes, don't do anything, okay? The NCA department has been connected to the server, okay? So don't do anything. Now I'm going to transfer this call to one of the senior officer from NCA, National Crime Agency, from the Anti-Fraud Department, and it was lovely talking with you, okay, ma'am? Now they are going to help you. Thank you, dear. Lovely talking with you. Be on the line.
Hello.
Yes,
ma'am. Thanks for being on hold. My name is Ron Davis from the NCA Anti-Fraud Department. How are you doing today?
Well, they were going all right.
All right. Lovely, ma'am. And I do believe I'm talking to Mrs. Sott.
Yes.
All right. So, Mrs. Sott, I just want to ask you, you're talking to one of the previous colleagues from the eBay, right? So how is experience to him? Like how, like is he was polite to you and tried to explain you each and everything?
The fellow before you?
Yeah, correct.
Yes, that was lovely.
All right. That sounds great. And now you have understood what is happening, because there will be a lots of unwanted or suspicious activities we have just found, and they are trying to do some illegal activities with it. So I just want to verify the card which has been used in the different platform. I'm just confirming you the card. You just match it the card number, ma'am.
Okay.
From your end.
Yes.
Is the card number will be
45764 5710 6381 1381 01 6301.
Oh, I beg your pardon. It's 6301, correct? Then 1381.
Yes.
And do you see the expiry date? It will be 4/23.
Yes.
Yeah. Now look at the back side. Do you see there will be the 3-digit number?
Yes.
Yeah. So it will be 938, correct? Can you hear me?
Yes, yes. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. All right. Lovely. Now the thing is that, Mrs. Short, just give me a moment. And apart from you, madam, is there any other person who have just simply used your details, or they have just got your card and tried to purchase something?
No.
Okay. Now, the thing is that you have just simply seen that your information has been misused in the various platforms. So what we are going to do, we are just going to start the sealed activated onto your account and onto your online activities, so that once we active the sealed, we will just going to get those IP address from where your details has been misused and when in which platform your details has been registered, so that we can cancel the charge and we can just cancel each and everything. Understand?
Yes.
Yeah. So in the meantime, first of all, we need to connect you through the mobile phone either. So what type of mobile phone you have, ma'am?
An Apple.
Apple mobile phone.
iPhone.
Yeah. iPhone, correct. Now, what do you need to do? You need to just put the speaker onto your mobile phone?
Yeah, I am talking on speaker.
Okay. So once you look onto your mobile phone, there's an application called App Store. Try to look for App Store.
Yes.
Open that App Store.
Yes.
Yeah. Once you open that App Store, now look at the very right hand side bottom corner. Do you see any option called any option called search or magnetic?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
if you press on the you press on the magnifying glass.
I am trying. There's nothing happening.
Okay. So what has been coming up at the top? Do you see any search box has been there? Games, apps, stories, and more?
Yes, correct.
Okay. Give a click on that. Games, apps, stories, and more.
Yes.
Yeah. So once you click on games, apps, stories, and more, you just simply do one thing. Give a click on that. Give a click on that.
Yeah.
Now, once you click on that, there will be, you need to type in over there, Zoho, Z for Zebra, O for Oscar, then H for Henry, O for Oscar. Zoho?
Yes.
Now, then give it.
Sarah, the computer instead of my phone.
Okay, yeah, you need to do it on the mobile phone, not the computer, okay?
Yeah, I've done
Zoho. Yeah. So once you're done with the Zoho, you need to just give a space and type in there assist. A-S-S-I-S-T.
What?
A-S-S-I-S-T. Assist.
Oh, yes.
And do you see any options has been coming up? Zoho Assist Customer?
Yes.
Give a click on that, Zoho Assist Customer.
Yes.
Now, once you click on that, there will be an option coming up called like a cloud sign with the arrow, or you see get, or you see install anything like that.
I see the Zoho logo, Zoho customer app, Zoho open.
Okay, press on open now. And yes, the logo will be in the green one, two diamonds and a dot inside it.
Oh, I hope so.
Okay, no problem.
Enter
yeah, what
session.
Has yes, enter session key. Now, I'm just providing you the number. You need to type it over there so that you will be able to get connected yourself to the technician. All right. So just give me a moment. Put the number 75. 72. The 96.
And 6.
Then 41.
41. What's that? 41.
Okay. Then 79.
7.
No. Yeah, read the number. Read the number, ma'am.
7572
yeah.
4179
yeah. Now click on join. First you click on join.
Yes.
Okay. Now once you click on join, yeah.
Yes.
Now what option has been coming up? Call start broad start now what has been came up? Just tell me.
Start session.
Yeah, press on start session.
Right.
Now, once you press on start session, yeah, this is start broadcast.
Yes, it's screen
press
broadcast.
On, yeah, press on start broadcast.
Oh, start broadcast. Right.
Yeah, press
yes.
on that, start broadcast. Now, once you press on start broadcast, what has been came up? Just do let me know.
Assist client, thinking.
Now,
red circle. A red dot.
Correct. Now look at the background. There will be a hazy side, like any hazy background, correct? Click on the hazy background. A hazy background, like a black click on the hazy background. Now once you click on that, scroll down the page. There will be at the bottom called tick mark box, like I accept or I agree. Tick that box and then you will be get to see an option coming up called allow access. You need to press on allow access.
That came up straight away.
Okay. So what you can see now?
Three boxes.
Tick all the boxes. Yeah, tick all the boxes.
Right.
Yeah. And do you see any options coming up called allow access?
Yes.
Press on allow access. Yeah.
Right.
Now, congratulations. Can you see that you are connected to the technician? Start a conversation with the technician. Can you see that?
Yes.
Yeah. So you are connected to the security server. Whenever we got disconnected, I'll let you know, and then you need to open that green application so that we can connect you. So swipe your screen bottom to top. Go to your home screen, ma'am. Go to your home screen. And first, you need to do one thing. You just give me a moment. Okay, just give me a moment. And open the settings. First, you open the settings. Now, once you open the settings, go to the extreme top, ma'am. Go to the extreme top.
Yeah.
And at the extreme top, can you see your name has been written there? Your name?
Yes.
Yeah. So,
and
click on to your name. Yeah, click on to. Yeah, click on to your name. Where you see Lean Short, and I'm just confirming you the email address, ma'am, which has been getting registered. You need to tell me it is your primary email, that Hotmail email which has been registered there.
Yes.
Will which will be LYNS1412 at hotmail.com. It is your primary email, I guess.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, this is a big difference. What happened? These are the details has been getting misused and has been getting registered in the various platforms. So as we have listed the security, we are going to deceive those platform one by one so that we can make it cancel for you, okay? Now, do you see there will be any option called payment and delivery where you see MasterCard like that?
Yes.
Click on that, payment and delivery. Give a click on that. Now, you will get to see that your details has been saved there. So, whatever will happen, the people are trying to steal your information, which has been saved. So, you put your password, Apple password, so that you can sign in properly.
I'm going to remember again.
Why can't you just write down your password in a piece of paper?
I do have that, so I'm not near it at the moment.
Okay, okay. I understand.
Right. Thinking about loading and payment.
Yeah, correct.
And it's come up MasterCard. I don't have a MasterCard anymore.
Okay. Okay. And the card which I have confirming you, which is ending with 1381, it's a Master, like it's a credit card or it's a normal card? Like
it's a credit card.
Are you sure that is a credit card? Because it is starting with 4564.
Yeah, it's not MasterCard.
So it's a credit card, correct? Okay, okay, yes. No problem. So I'm not talking about the card on the screen. Okay, the hackers are trying to connect those MasterCard from your information. Okay, you can see the number ending with 8329. Do you have any card?
No.
Ending with no. So that means that is the hacker card which they are trying to link. But you can see at the bottom your address has been mentioned there, ma'am. You see your address?
Yes, that is wrong as well.
That is wrong as well. Click on the address. Click on the address. So that is not your address, which has been registered. Post box 580379 Weckle Road 2710 Australia.
No.
So you have understood. Somebody has tried to register those details there without your permission. So we need to deceive those people who are doing that and let it be cancelled as soon as possible. So first you click on that remove payment method from the bottom. Press on remove payment method. Yeah, press on remove. Now this time what you need to do, ma'am, you need to click on that. Now look at the bottom. There will be the address is still showing you. Give a click on the address where you see your name and then address.
Yep. Yeah.
Now, delete the address. Can you see street name? And you need to put your address there so that it will be getting recognized.
So they're going to know what that is then.
I beg your pardon?
Oh, I don't like this.
Like what you don't like this, madam?
I'm putting my details in.
You're not putting your details. You need to understand that. Somebody has misusing with your details. Okay. They have just tried to, with under your name, they have registered different people's address. So how we will be able to recognize to just put the security? Once you submit your details, we can just put the security, a lock onto your data so that nobody can steal it. Correct? So that's why. Don't get confused, madam. Understand? So first you delete the whole address, ma'am. First you delete the whole address.
Yeah.
Is it right? Is it correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And you told me nobody is using your mobile phone apart from you, right?
No. I live on my own and nobody has access to it or anything anyway.
All right. So that's lovely. That's lovely. Now scroll it down. You did not need to add any card over there, all right? Scroll it down, madam. And check your city name is correct or not.
Yes, that's right.
Okay. Now just give me a moment. Let me just start the security onto your things. Now we have started the security onto your, and I do believe your mobile number, which is registered with the every online platform, will be ending with 335, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So give a click on the back arrow. Give a click on the back arrow, madam.
Yes.
Okay. Now we have just tried to make it cancel. You have received a message. A cancellation message has been sent it to you once we verified the things. So you go to your home screen. Now open up the text message, ma'am. Now check, do you receive any message onto your text message, your normal messages?
Text message now.
Okay. You haven't received. Okay, no problem. So within a few minutes, you are going to receive a message. We are trying to canceling the platform because we have just simply detect, madam. There will be certain platform has been registered, such as PayPal, such as Zip Pay, and such as eBay and other platforms. So have you ever registered yourself with the PayPal or Zip Pay like that?
PayPal, I don't use anything else other than PayPal.
So you just only have the PayPal, right? Under your information, there will be certain applications has been registered. So you go back to the home screen, ma'am. You go back to the home screen, normal home screen.
Yes.
So once any message will be sended by our department, I'll just simply let you know, okay? And once we will be able to cancel those things, we will be able to catch those people and put them behind the bar, okay? And you are going to receive a confirmation email from our NCA department.
Right.
All right. Yeah. So if you receive any email from the department, please do let me know. It will be coming up. Yeah, it will be coming up within few minutes.
Right.
Yeah. And please be with me for a while, ma'am. And if you have any questions, you can ask me at any point of time.
Yeah, I've never been hacked before that I know of, and I'm just
I understand. I understand. This is your first time. A lot of people has been hacked 3 or 4 times. You have been just for the first time. So that is the reason we need to just simply put the security like in the same way so that nothing will be happens in future.
Yeah.
Now, once the email will be sent to you, I'll let you know.
Right.
And if in the meantime, you can take a glass of water.
Right, yeah.
Absolutely. All right. Now, just give me a moment. And can you just do one thing, ma'am?
What's that?
Yeah. Leave the mobile phone as it is. From the computer, I need to just simply, there will be the security has been stopped. Can you just log into your bank from your computer, ma'am? Yeah. And once you just logged in. Yeah.
I've still got all these other things.
Okay. Close that W3C validator. Yeah.
Right.
And you can just take a plus sign at the top, take a plus sign, and then try to log in. once you put your details, do not press on login, okay? Do not press on login, ma'am.
Okay.
Yeah. Once you fill up your form, once you fill up your details, just do let me know that you have filled up it. Okay, now let me just check the security for you. Just give me a moment. Okay, let me just check. Okay, now you just give me a moment, and there will be a security has been uninstalled. Okay, let me just do one thing. You just simply minimize that Google page. You just simply minimize that Google page. Give a click on the minus sign. Now look at the very bottom. Can you see there will be the AnyDesk logo? Click on that AnyDesk logo.
Yes.
At the very bottom. Now there will be another AnyDesk logo. Can you see that? Open the next one. The right side one. The right one. Click on that. Now can you see NCA Anti-Fraud Department, you are connected?
Yes.
Now click on unattended access where you see profile just below that unattended access. Give a click on that. At the left hand side there will be profile, and give a click on unattended access. Yeah, press on
click
that.
On
yeah. Now click on full access. Yeah. Give a click on full access so that the security will be started. Now there will be any option called request elevation. Give a click on request elevation so that you will be able to get the security notification. Press on that.
Right.
Now click, can you see, do you want to allow make changes? Press on yes. That is a security notification. Press on yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Now wait for a second. Now that means the security is going to be started. All right. Now you open up the Google page where you put your information. So you open up the Google page.
Where I put the bank.
Yeah, where you put the details so that I can start the security. Now do not log in. And if you see your device, wait for a second. Now, if you see your device turns black, please do let me know.
The screen's gone black.
Is the screen, ma'am? It's gone black. That means the secure. Okay, that means the security has been started. Now, wait for a second. Just give me a moment, ma'am. Now, let me just check. Be with me for a while. Just be with me for a while. Yeah, now just be with me. And once I got the security update, I'll let you know, okay? In the meantime, you can take the glass of water for you, ma'am.
Yeah.
And how's your day is going on, ma'am? How the day is going on?
All right.
It's all right, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Things keep flashing on the screen.
Like what has been flashing?
Oh, I don't know. Not there long enough to even see what it is.
Okay.
And then the...
Yeah?
Now, no, it goes off again.
Okay, it will be. Let me just check. And are you using the mouse, ma'am? Are you using the mouse?
Yes.
Are you moving? Okay.
No, I'm not using it.
Okay, you are not using that. Just give me a moment. Oh, wait for a second. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. The thing is that somehow it has been just simply disconnected. Can you just fill up the details one more time, ma'am? It has been removed somehow.
Right.
Okay. So did you put your password?
Yes.
Okay. Now you just put your security number one more time because
somebody
has, okay, that means something has been making mistakes, so you just fill up the form one more time and check your password.
Oh, that came up weird.
Okay.
That's not my password.
Okay, put the password. That means something has been changed. You put the password.
Right.
Okay. Now, okay, just give me a moment. Let me just check. And let me check the security. Is it black one more time?
Black screen again, yes.
Okay. And check on your mobile phone. Do you receive any message, ma'am? Do you receive any message? Any text message? On your mobile phone?
No text message, no.
You have not received any text message either. Okay.
No. I had one from Apple saying my ID has been updated. Information.
No,
updated.
No. You're not your email. Your text message, ma'am. Your text message.
I know, but there's nothing on text. I'm just telling you what was on the email.
Okay. Nothing on the text.
No.
Right. Okay. So just give me a moment. Once you see your screen has been came up, please do let me know.
Yeah, I've got normal screen again.
Yeah, you got the normal screen. On the mobile phone, we got disconnected. Can you just do one thing? Look on the mobile phone.
Yeah, for what?
Yeah, there will be a green application called Zoho. Or assist client. Now swipe
assist
the screen right side.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Open that.
Right.
Now what you can see?
Your session has been paused.
Your session has been paused. Yeah. So what are the options do you see there?
End session.
Press on end session. Press on end session.
Are you sure you want to? Yes. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Now, any changes came up? What you can see now?
Screen broadcasting, live broadcast to assist client has stopped due to the session being stopped.
Yeah.
Okay.
Go to application. Press on go to application.
Yes, I'll press that.
Now, what has came up?
Nothing. Just your session has been paused.
Okay. And there will be any X sign at the right hand side top corner. Give a click on X.
Yes.
Yeah. Now what has came up?
Nothing. Beg your pardon.
Okay. What you can see on the screen?
That says your session has been paused.
Okay. And anything like closed. C-L-O-S-E, close, or X sign, or end session.
It says your technician has ended the session. Exit.
Okay, click on X. Press on X.
Wrapping up the session. On demand. Okay.
Now click on X. Again, X or close. Click on X or close.
Coming up, ended session key.
Yeah, it will be asking you enter session key, all right. Now, the thing is that, okay, just try to understand. Be on that page where you see Esther session key. Now, be on that page. I'll let you know. Now, the thing is that while we just starting the security, we have just found there will be 7 or 8 hackers inside your account, okay? Whom we need to catch properly. So what we need to do, we need to just simply make something interesting so that we can just simply deceive those people and simply make them like that they will be come out from their location and they will just try to break the security and we will be able to catch them. Okay.
Let me tell you, ma'am.
And I'm just confirming you the account number onto which we have found the hackers are located, okay? So, do you have any account number ending with 5811? Like, which is your retirement access plus SAV? Do you have any account? Try to log into your account. And there will be any box called remember me like that. Click on remember me first. Remember me. Any option there, remember me?
No.
Just below your customer number or any security number, is there any remember me, like a small tick box?
No, it just says forgotten.
Okay, just below that forgotten. Just below that forgotten. There will be something called remember me.
There is now. Right?
Okay, so now press on log on. Press on log on.
Right. What was the ending numbers that you said before?
5811. 5811.
No. I don't have 5811.
Do you have any other account ending with 9875?
Yes.
Yes. So that is the thing. We have just found 4 or 8 hackers inside your transaction, okay, inside your account. And that's why we need to just simply catch those people properly, and we can just simply deceive where they are located, okay? Now, first of all, what we are going to do, so that is the reason we are going to generate an electronic account, madam, okay? Which is an electronic account generated by the NCA department. So what will be happen once you are going to add that account onto your St. George, the hackers who are getting inside your account within 24 hours, they are coming out from their cells to just simply check what is happening. Okay. And once they are trying to get inside our electronic account, we will be able to get them because they are going inside the security zone. All right. And then one by one,
what am I supposed to be doing now?
Yeah, that is the thing I'm explaining to you, ma'am. That is the thing I'm just simply explaining to you. Now, we are going to generate an electronic account, okay, which is a security account which will be provided by the server. So once we are going to add the account onto your St. George account, the hackers within 24 hours, they are going to be active and they are just try to look our electronic account, and somehow once they are get inside the account, we will be able to catch them because their IP address will be traced out. Understand?
Yeah, sort of. I'm getting totally overwhelmed at the moment. What's the account number?
Okay. So you just simply do one thing. Okay. And do you have any idea what is your daily limit like that, madam?
On the 5811, yes, I do have a limit.
Yeah. Now, do you see at the left-hand side, there will be an option called transfer payments and BP, anything like that?
Yes.
Give a click on that. Yeah. Give a click on that.
On transfers.
No, no. Look at the left-hand side, ma'am. Left-hand side.
No, there's nothing on the left. Sorry.
No problem.
Yeah.
Click on that. Yeah. Now, what you need to do, you need to just simply, do you see any option transfer funds within Australia like that?
Yes.
And look at the left-hand side. Do you see any option called pay limits? Right-hand side, right-hand side. Pay limits. At the right-hand side. No, right-hand side. Yeah.
Yes.
Click on that pay limits.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So, what you can see there?
Just places that I pay money to at times.
You can see you can see your random pay limits over there.
Yeah.
Okay. So you just simply go to the top, click on the left hand side again, transfer and pay. Click on the transfer and pay.
You've got me confused. I've got calls coming in.
I understand. Okay, no, okay.
I've got the page up where people I pay and their account number and transfer.
I understand. Yeah. Now click on transfer payments and BP one more time. Press on that.
Yeah.
Now can you see? There will be an option called transfer funds within Australia.
Yes.
Click on that.
Yes.
Now select transfer from.
Yes.
Now, can you see your main account from where you pay your bills each and everything, which is the retirement access account selected?
Yes.
Yeah. Now click on transfer to. Click on transfer to. Just below that. Can you see add new pay with the red sign? Add new pay. Yeah. So give a click on the account number. Click on account name. Write down the account name. I'm just providing you the electronic details. The write down will be Brodie, B-R-O-D-I-E, Brodie.
B-R-O-A-D-I-E.
No, it's B-R-O-D-I-E.
D for dog.
Yeah, D for dog, I for ice cream, E for England. Brodie.
Yes.
Now give a space. Give a space. Now type Mitchell. M-I-T-C-H-E-L-L. Now click on the BSB number. Click on the BSB. Yes. Now I'm just providing you the BSB. It will be 633.
Yes.
000.
Space or no?
No, do not give any space. It will be taking automatically. Put it 000.
Right. 633-000.
Yeah. Now click on account number. Press on account number.
Yeah.
Now put the account number. It's 1898.
898.
Yes. Then 812. It's 189812.
189892.
Sorry,
is that right?
You're making. No, delete it. Delete it.
Start again, please.
It will be
1918.
Then 8.
8.
1.
1.
2.
2.
000. 000.
1 2 3 0.
Yeah. Now I'm just confirming you the account number one more time. 1-9-8-8-1-2-0-0.
1-9-1-2-0-0. Yeah.
Now scroll it down.
Yes.
Okay. Now put the amount. Now we need to catch it. So we are just using the services amount and it will be refunded. Once everything will be sorted out, you are going to receive the email and it will be refunded back. All right. So put the amount 105. It will be like 105. Yeah. So you put it.
Okay. Yes.
Now click on description. Click on description. Now you need to type in their family friend, because once you just type in their family friend. Give it family, then give a space friend, family friend. So what will happen once we just simply type the description like a family friend, those hacker will be getting to see that you are doing it for your family, and at the same point of time they're trying to get inside it, and they are just simply getting caught and they will be getting inside our trap. So you need to and please do not select any option like send to myself or send to the pay. Do not send it anybody, otherwise the mails are going to be compromised. Okay, so press on transfer now directly. Press on transfer now.
Yes.
Yeah. Now press on confirm.
Yes.
Yeah. And what has been came up, please do let me know. Now check. Now. Now look at the bottom. Can you see? There will. Yeah. You are going to receive a message. Press on send. Press on send. Okay. Now check onto your mobile phone. Do you receive a message? Check onto your mobile phone. You got a code. On the text message, not your email. Text message, ma'am.
Yes. Never get this.
Correct. Right. So you click on the box, secure code. Click on the box on the computer. Click on the box. Yeah, and put the code. Yeah, put the code by your own.
1634.
Yeah, now press on authenticate. Press on that.
Yes.
Okay. Now wait for a second.
Unsuccessful. We couldn't process this payment.
Yeah, can you see it has been unsuccessful because the hackers have simply blocked that payment, and that is the reason.
So they've already got that.
Yeah, they have get to know about the things, and that is the reason.
Oh, I'm confused now. Yeah, righto. Okay. What now? What?
Okay, just do. Let me just check what I can do. Like, wait for a second.
Yeah.
Just be with me. So what you need to do, you just give me a moment. Let me just check. And then I'll let you know.
My online banking access has been blocked because of
that. Yeah, because the hackers have get to know and they have just blocked your online
access. So, who's blocked me?
Just simply help you to unlock the account.
Sorry?
What we need to do, we need to just simply unlock the account. First, you do one thing. You just take a pen and a piece of paper, madam. You take a pen and a piece of paper.
Yeah.
Now, look onto your computer. Do you see transfer details? Transfer details?
Yes.
Yeah. And do you see the name? Do you see the name? Transfer to Brody Mitchell.
Yes.
Yeah. So write down the name in a piece of paper, Brody Mitchell.
Yeah.
And write down the BSB number.
Yeah. And the account number?
Yeah, put the account number. Write down the account number.
Yes.
Now write down the amount. Write the amount. $105.
Yes.
And please write down the description in a piece of paper.
Yes.
Yeah. Now please write down the name of that electronic account bank. The name of the bank will be Bendigo Bank.
The what?
Bendigo. B-E-N-D-I-G-O. Bendigo Bank.
I'm very sorry, but I didn't understand what you said.
No. You have write down, Brody Mitchell, you have write down the BSB and the account number, correct?
Yes. And the amount.
And the amount. And please write down the name of the bank from where the account number and the BSB has been generated. The bank name will be Bendigo Bank. B-E-N-D-I-G-O, Bendigo.
Bendigo?
Yeah, Bendigo Bank.
Right. What's Bendigo Bank got to say?
The details which you have write down, the account number and the BSB, it is belonging to the Bendigo Bank because the electronic account has been generated from the Bendigo Bank, okay?
Bendigo Bank account number was supposed to be owned to.
Yeah.
Right.
Now you just simply log out from your account, from your banking. You just log out from your banking. You just log out. Now listen to me very carefully. Now try to log into your account from the computer. Try to log in it one more time.
Customer access number, a few stars, an ending in 3-4.
Yeah, it will be saved. So you put the password. You did not need to delete anything. You just put the password. Your internet password, internet banking password.
Yes.
And then log on. It will be showing you that the account has been blocked. Can you see? Your internet banking has been blocked. Yeah.
Able to further assistance contact the Sydney
number. Correct.
Yeah.
So you need to call on that number, that 02 number, 02915575444. Can you see that number?
Yes.
Yeah. You write down the number in a piece of paper first. You need to call on that number. Yeah.
Yes.
Now, once you write down the number, once you called on that number, you need to just tell them. You did not need to tell them any of the security things, okay? You did not need to tell them about any of the hackers. Now, what will happen if you are going to tell them about the security, we are not able to catch the hackers and your account is getting logged, all right? And the hackers are stealing your information again and again. So what you need to do, you need to pretend personal. You need to be personal. You need to tell them that I was trying to make a payment for $105 to one of my friends whose name is Brody Mitchell. Okay.
Yeah.
And I just tried to make the amount for $105 to her account because she needed some of the funds. And that's why for his home renovation like that. And that is the reason when I'm trying to making the phones, transferring the phones, my account is getting logged. Can you just do one thing? Can you just unlock my account so that I can just simply transfer the phones and use my online banking the way I am just using it? So they will just help you. They will ask you two or three security questions, let me tell you. Okay, because we have set that security question in the same manner so that we will just verify the customer. So they're going to ask you, did somebody has guided you to do this, to do that? You need to tell them no. Because if you are going to tell them about anything related to the security, or you tell them that, by mistake, if you just simply take any security thing, such as NCA, such as anti-fraud department, such as computer security, by mistake, the hackers will get to know. Because there will be a possibility conversation, okay?
This is getting very frustrating. I don't like this.
Ma'am, this is not frustrating. This is the normal thing. It will be happening daily. Lots of people are suffering from that. And we have already protected more than... Yeah?
I'm getting very tired at the moment.
I understand, but you need to just unlock the account so that we can start the security on there.
I have to ring them now, do I?
Correct. You need to ring them and you need to talk to them. But first you listen to me. They will ask you, did somebody has guided you? You need to tell them, no, nobody has guided me. I'm trying to do it by my own. So they will just ask you, anybody calls you related to this or this, the verification things, all right? You need to tell them, no, I'm just trying to do it from my end, all right? So that is the thing. Now, once you will make them understand, they are going to just simply set a new password or unlock your account, okay? So once you unlock your account, once the account will be getting unlocked, I am just opening a notepad for you, ma'am. Okay, just wait for a second. So do you see a notepad? Sorry?
This has been going on for 2 hours. I'm getting tired.
I understand, but it will be taking some time. You need to understand. You are just thinking about your stress, but you are not thinking about your information, which are going to be stolen.
I'm sorry, I don't mean to be snappy at you.
I understand that. I also respect your patience. That's why I just want to done those things as soon as possible. And once you just unlock your account, we will add the account, and then I'll call you tomorrow. I'll leave you for today, all right?
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, so just give me a moment. Now look on the computer. Do you see something has been came up like, I have just simply sending you a message. Yeah, you did not need to do anything. Do not touch anything. Wait for a second. Okay, don't touch anything. I'm just simply typing here. Once you done with the bank, you reply here. Okay.
Right.
Now where you see arrow, just next to the arrow, you need to type there that yes, wrong, I have done with the bank. Okay. So you can just call me. Then I'll call you for 5 minutes to check the security and then I'll leave you for today. Okay.
So when do I have to do this?
You need to just call them right now, ma'am. Call them right now.
For God's sake. I can't. You're on.
I'm just hanging up the call. Don't get frustrated. Be patient, ma'am. It is very important. Try to understand that. Okay?
Yeah.
And remember one thing. You need to just tell them they will ask you how far you know the person, Brody Mitchell. You need to tell them, she is one of my friends. I know her more than 5 years. All right. So, last time she visited to my place, she just provided me the details, okay? And if they're going to ask you where she lives, you just tell them any random address, okay? So, you need to tell them. And remember, do not discuss any of the security things over the phone, otherwise everything will be compromised. And I don't want to put in you any kind of problems. Understand?
All right.
Yeah. So, I'm hanging up the call. You just do your work. You just simply call the bank and just unlock the account and then reply on the notepad that, yes, Ron, I have done. You can call me now. Okay?
All right.
Yeah. You just hang up the call. You hang up the call and call the bank.
Get back to the bloody screen.
Okay, yeah. You swipe the screen bottom to top.
Yes.
And you just hang up the call?
That will not come up because somebody else...
I'll help you to hang up it. Wait.
Oh, come on.